22-8. One of the best games on the weekend was Saturday night. No, not the one at Skilled Stadium or GMHBA Stadium. The one up north at the Gabba where the Brisbane Lions were looking to make it four on end up against the Adelaide Crows. And, gee, they went within a whisker. Dane Zorko is the skipper of the Brisbane Lions. He's been good enough to join us around the grounds of footy on the Breakfast Club. G'day, Dane.
G'day, guys. How are we this morning?
We're going very well. Thank you, buddy. Four in a row would have been nice. Gee, you came close.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it would have been a really good result for the club. But unfortunately, when the moments we had to be won, we just sort of shut ourselves in the foot a little bit. I mean, credit to Adelaide. They're a very good side and they're able to capitalise on our mistakes.
Hey, Zork, so before we go into a bit more of the game, I just want to ask you, now you officially, for the rest of the season, got the C next to your name being a captain, and I know you've been a leader for a while, but have you found that you've, you know, gone into a bit of a groove as a captain? You've got your own style now?
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy. Certainly feel a lot more comfortable in the role. Not that I didn't feel comfortable previously, but I guess there's always that little transition period. But now I certainly feel, not like I'm supposed to be in the role, but I certainly feel very comfortable in what I'm saying, what I'm doing, and really enjoying it.
And strangely, this week, there's been a lot of conversation around Bernie Vince having a bit of a, well, not even a chuckle, a smile with Patrick Dangerfield. You're a skipper, and you see young players, you know, shaking hands with other players after the game. Does it bother you if, you know, you would have a player to do what Bernie Vince did?
Well, I haven't seen the incident, I think there's, it's certainly a time and place for it, and if it's straight after the game, it's straight after the game. But I think they are, yes, they're very close mates. I totally get that, and I understand that. And I myself had a good chat to Rory Sloane and Laird after the game. But I think it's each to their own on that one. It's a very close loss. So it's very raw for them. So depending on how they feel and everything like that. But I mean, we are human at the end of the day, mate. To be honest. And, we certainly have mates outside of football and everything like that, so I don't have too much of an issue with it.
Now, Dane, one of the highlights was the hangers up there. Josh yes. Walker, then Cam Rayner. Who's claiming the better grab in the locker room?
Probably Cam Walker at the moment. It was pretty high, Josh.
Hair nearly fell off. Was that high?
Yeah. I'm sure you'll ask me about that a little bit later on, but... Yeah, Cam's was exciting. Josh was, I was right in front of Josh, so I got a really good view of it, and it was spectacular. And I think they're both voting for each other in Mark of the Year contest. So,
hey, well, obviously, Cam Rayner has sent a number of young blokes. For people who haven't watched a lot of the Brisbane Lions, you got any more young boys coming out of the Neefle that might get a run later in the year?
Yeah, I think we've already played Zach Bailey this year, who is really exciting, a lot of speed. A lot of good run. We've also got another key forward, Connor Ballenden, who's going really well in the reserves at the moment as well. So whether he gets an opportunity, I'm not quite sure, but the Neefle's going really well at the moment. They're half a game outside making the finals again, which is a really good sign for the club to show that we've got the depth and all that, pushing for senior selection. So there is a chance that a couple more might play this year.
And can we get an update on Harris Andrews? How's he tracking? Is he far off playing?
Yeah, Harris, I believe, he got the all clear last Friday. So he'll resume full training with the team this week. So I believe he'd probably be fit. I think Craig declared him fit last week. So I can't see why he wouldn't be pushing for selection this week.
And what about the old bloke? Hodgie was best on, and then we haven't seen him since. He's claiming old man injuries, isn't he? What's the latest with Luke?
Yeah, I think he's very similar, Luke. I think it was a little bit of a calf soreness, and it just wasn't right. And I reckon the travel to off the stadium and then coming back and then heading down to Tassie probably was not the ideal setup for him. So I believe he's going to be right for this week as well. So hopefully we'll have Harris and Hodgie back. But don't hang with that. I don't know exactly. But it'd be nice to have him both back.
He'd have half a colic there. It's down the highway. He'd want to get back to his old stomping ground, you'd think.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, it's a big challenge. Big challenge this week. I mean, but you've shown, what have you learned the last month, Dane, about your boys and about the style of footy you can play against quality opposition? And even when you've been challenged, like you were on Saturday night, you kept coming and you kept coming. In the end, you go down by 5 points. What's been the message from Chris Fagan and the coaching staff about what you're capable of on the back of the last month?
I think it's probably just to believe what we're doing is right. Believe our process, believe the decisions we're making are going to be all right. And I think we've just sort of been able to grind our way back into games. Even when Adelaide got four, I think, just after quarter time the other night, they got three or four goals in a row. And in the past, that could probably blow out to 5, 6, 7. But our ability just to reset, stay calm, and then make really good decisions and just work our way and not try and get the score back straight away, but slowly try and peg away at the margin. And I thought we did that really well. I reckon we've done that since the break. And on Saturday night was another good example of that. And I think that just probably shows the maturity that the boys are starting to develop, and how quickly these transitions can sort of happen. So that's probably been the most pleasing thing for mine. And although turnover hurt us a little bit on the weekend, I think they scored most of their goals from turnovers. We still want our guys to take that play on and get it right, because that's the way we want to play going forward.
I was going to ask you about the conversation and the way it's changed in the last little bit. It's gone pretty much from a learning environment, which Chris Fagan's very keen to instill there at the Brisbane Lions, and probably will be for a fair while from this point as well, in fairness. But has the expectation about winning now gone up?
Yeah, I think everyone always wants to go out and win, but I certainly felt that in the locker rooms this week and over the past month that there is an expectation to win, and I think that's really healthy for our group, a team that hasn't won a lot, to be going out there and trying to win and doing everything they possibly can and having that expectation of winning. And I reckon in the past, we've probably fallen into the trap that when we do lose, we sort of just walk off, head down for about 2 minutes, and then it's like, all right, we're on to next week. Whereas I really felt a lot of hurt in the locker rooms the other night, being so close against the team that played in the grand final last year and only just falling short. I think that shows the maturity of our group and just the learnings that we've taken over the past month. So it was a really good sign to see that the boys were hurting after that one.
No, Dane, the side's playing some exciting footy and great to watch. And not, on a lighter note, we raised it four before. How is the male model tracking there at centre-half back?
It's your favourite topic, isn't it?
He's going really well. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put him on the phone for you.
Oh, hang on a minute.
The high-flying Josh Walker's joined us on the Breakfast Club. Morning, Josh.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks, Joshua. Now, a bit of extra gel in the hair today?
No, it's a hat day in Brisbane today, so nothing too special going on.
Oh, well, obviously you're wearing the hair hat well, but the confidence that you got, mate, yeah, you're playing centre-half back, playing some good footy, taking hangers and contested mark.
That's it. I don't know how heavy the coaches are when I'm on the last line of defence going for hangers, but when you stick them, no one complains. So,
exactly. But when did Fags come to your walks? Well, I've seen you in the ruck a lot, seen out forward. The move to centre-half back, was it just because Harris went down, or is it something they've been working on to get you back there?
No, purely because Harris went down. I've been playing forward all year and obviously training forward, and I'd done any prep that week to play forward, and Harris goes down, 5-10 minutes in, and you swing back. So I've done a little bit before, so I sort of knew roughly what I was doing, but it's worked out all right so far.
Now, from what we're told, Walks, Jimmy keeps telling us that you're this one of these great personalities, and that when you take big hangers, you let everyone know about it. How much have you talked about the hanger since the weekend?
A little bit. not too much.
Are you walking around saying, gee, it was cold up there, that sort of stuff?
No, I let other people do that.
Well, it was a nice hanger, and you're going beautifully. A big challenge this week. Back home, back at where it all started, the Geelong Footy Club. Do you enjoy these occasions?
It should be good fun. The team's there's probably not too many players left in our side when I was last there, but it should be good fun, and the boys are looking forward to it. We've gone all right in our last couple of road trips, so we're happy to do the same.
Walks, fact or fiction, when you went to Brisbane, they asked what number you wanted to take, and you love really niggling Joel Selwood, so you said, give me the number 14 so I can just really pester Joel Selwood that you think you're the best 14 in the game.
There was a text message along those lines sent to him.
So will you be going up and just giving him a little bit of niggle before the bounce? Because he does get very angry before the bounce.
Yeah, I will now that you said that. I'll
be sure to make a little elbow in the ribs or something as I'm going past.
Well, righto.
He'll take it well too, John.
Yeah, he won't take it well. I know he won't take it well.
Finally, the great debate in the world of footy about who is the best number 14 will be settled this weekend when the Cats take on the Brisbane Lions. Josh, nice to have you on board, mate. Thank Dane for passing the phone. 2-for-1 deal is always good here. Good luck this week.
No worries. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Good stuff. Dane Zorko and Josh Walker.